Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
It's Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Ebro in the Morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. The BX is on Ice Spice.
Yay.
Like, wait, how do you say the album?
Like.
See, I can't do it.
You can't even pronounce the album.
Try it.
You gotta roll your eyes when you do it.
Like.
Yeah. Wow.
That was it? That was it?
Like, exactly.
Yeah,
that was hard. That was tough. The eye roll definitely helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a baddie. I don't get what I want, so it's tough for me to, you know, lock into the zone. But you are an interesting place, because this EP that's out right now, six songs, and being called the, what did New York Times call you? The
princess.
New princess of rap.
Wow.
How does all of this attention feel right now in your first kind of big moment in the game?
I'm just, like, so grateful, you know. Like, shout out New York Times. That was crazy. I didn't expect that. And it's just like a blessing, really. Like, I'm just excited. I'm here. Like, you feel me? I'm just working.
How did it unfold? Because, like, obviously when the Munch video popped off, the first time I heard about it, I went and checked you out. And I saw you had other videos that already had garnered some views. Munch. So what sort of was the, how much was there before Munch? And then how long did it take for things to go crazy?
So there was a couple songs before Munch. It was probably like four songs, I think, like that was out.
And this is you and Riot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop playing with him, Riot.
Yeah. Basically, Munch started picking up like the summer that just passed, 2022. And since then it went crazy. Munch brought more attention to my other videos.
Got it. So everything now went up.
Yeah, so by the time you've seen the other videos, they probably have more views than, like, originally.
So originally, when Munch came out, they were still light.
Yeah.
And how much buzz was there, like, in the Bronx for you? Like, did people around the way know you, or was it all just kind of a little...
People in the towns knew me, but, like, I wasn't really getting... Like, nobody took me serious. So that's one thing. Like, nobody took me as serious as they would take, like, probably other girls or, like, just any other artist, you know?
Why is that, you think?
I feel like because, like, the shit I talk about is, like, more, like, feminine or more, like, it's, like, more girly, baddie type shit. So I don't really expect them to. You know?
Yeah, you're not trying to be, like, street hard rock like that.
Yeah, because that's not really me, you know? Right. Like, I was just being true to myself, so, period.
What's your background? Like, where are you from?
I'm from New York.
Like, your nationality. Like,
oh, my dad is black and my mom is Dominican.
Oh, okay.
So you're black.
Yeah, I'm black.
Do you know that she was also featured in that New Yorker cover? I think it was the New Yorker magazine.
New York magazine.
Oh, it was like a bunch of people on the street.
Yes, yeah. It was iconic New York. I think it was like Reasons to Love New York.
Mm. Yeah.
But it was really interesting because it was like Jerry Seinfeld was in it, Patricia Field, like really iconic New Yorkers. So I'm looking through it. I was like, oh, I got really excited when I saw you. I'm like, oh my God, Ice Spice.
What did they say about her? Go visit her on Grand Concourse?
It's just a picture of her.
Go hang out with Ice Spice.
It's just her walking down the street.
Yeah. Everybody's just, it's like an intersection. Everybody's just passing each other.
Oh, got it. It wasn't like, yo, when you come to New York, Ice Spice used to live right here on the corner of Grand
You're
Concourse.
You're thinking of one of those bus tours?
The double decker bus don't drive by your old crib?
I'm weak. You know, I never been on one of those still.
Me neither. No, I ain't either.
Nobody from New York has.
You just see them. But for some reason.
But it could. I mean, what streets first, before we put up your whole business out, is your family still up there in the same place you grew up?
Not in the same exact place, nah.
Got it. So you grew up on Grand Concourse and...
On Fordham. And Davidson.
Fordham and Davidson.
Yeah.
Got it. So it could be like, you're like celeb status, so we should get like the mayor to put like a plaque on the building, like Ice Spice.
I feel like
That should happen. Yeah. That should happen. I like it. I think so. It's a landmark.
Do you get the sense, though, it feels like even that New York cover sort of tapped into what I think has existed for a while, which is that when you came out, there's something... very intrinsically New York about you. Is that like, did you realize that? Is that intentional? Or like, are people just love getting someone that feels like, you feel just like a real regular New Yorker?
Thank you. I mean, that's like the reality. You feel me? I am just a regular New Yorker. I feel like that. I mean, still, I know it's like real early in my career, but I'm definitely in the, like, I feel very much myself still.
Where did you go to school? High school?
Yo, shout out to schools, the teachers, you know what I'm saying? Who didn't believe in you, you know what I'm saying?
Chill,
who was like, yo, you ain't going to be nothing. Now you somebody. You're like, we got to get them all. They all got to get the smoke, the vapors, if you will, right now.
Nah, that's so crazy. You know, I feel like all teachers just feel like that about all their students.
Which one?
Were you a good student or were you a problem?
I wasn't a problem. I was a pretty good student, for me. I was in detention like every day.
So you were a problem?
Nah, they was just on it. Like, you know, I went to Catholic school. I went to Sacred Heart.
Okay, oh, Sacred Heart.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
okay.
So any little thing, like, see how my phone's right here? Detention, chewing gum, detention. Like, talk back, detention. Like,
putting on
anything.
Too much lip gloss.
Just, no, literally, they would be like, you think it's a fashion show? Like, feel me?
You're like, yes.
Yeah, I'm like, should be.
I was cool.
Shout out them, D. It's whatever.
I think one thing that's important to say.
Shout out them, it's whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, the nuns, I think my man is from right the Bronx now. And all his, you know, his family, especially the girls, they love that, yes, New Yorker, but specifically Bronx representative.
Yeah.
And I think you really show that in your style. I think it was a video, I don't know if it was a little TJ video that you were shooting, the one where you're like, have the two belts.
The BB belts.
Yes. Yeah. And I feel like it was going viral on Twitter. Some people had you trying to have jokes, but at the and you were like, you just don't understand my
style.
Yeah,
I was like, you wouldn't get it, because it's like you really wouldn't. Only if you're from New York, you're gonna really understand, you know. But it's okay, because they're gonna be stacking their BB belts real soon.
It's back. Yeah. Stacking BB belts is back.
Yeah,
it's back. It's official.
Truey's back.
True, the true Everything religion back. Stacking the BB belts. Heavy.
Yeah.
The Truey's with the super thick white thread too,
the thick
right?
Stitch.
Like. Yeah,
Bags.
You like that. You like
yeah,
that.
I love the thick stuff.
Hated it.
What was the first? Is that chain the first crazy thing you bought? Was there anything else you bought crazy before that?
I went on like some shopping sprees before, but this is probably the most expensive thing I bought like in one purchase.
Who'd you get that from?
Benny. Shout out Benny.
And what are we looking at? Zach, that's you?
Yeah, this is me. You can't tell.
No.
Yeah.
How excited are you? You're excited about it, aren't you?
I love it.
Like, you get psyched to put it on every day.
Yeah, I mean, I only had it for like a week.
Right. So I saw it on IG.
I'm going to be wearing it every day.
You found rap how? Like, how? Like, what? You wanted to be an MC? You was writing poetry? Like, what's the...
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely writing poetry since I was, like, a kid and shit like that, like, just, you know, in school. But I didn't really, like, ever see myself being a rapper, like, until, I guess, I got older. But I always wanted to be an actress. Mm. Like, that was my first, like, passion, right? And I even went to, like, an acting class and everything. But I was just so shy because I was, like, 10 and all the kids, like, everybody else was, like, teenagers and stuff. And, you know, I was just intimidated by them.
So you never went back?
No.
So would you act now?
Yeah.
You got, like, do you have a character? Do you have, like, characters we haven't met yet? Or, you know, like, do you have...
Yeah, I mean, not, like, anything official.
Like, you don't have a prepared monologue right now?
No. But, like, we gonna get into that, though, real soon.
But we're gonna see more layers to the Ice Spice persona, is what you're saying.
For sure.
What's your real name?
Isis.
Isis what?
Fire name.
You asking my whole government, Dan?
Well, I want to hear how
it
sounds.
It's on the Wikipedia.
Yeah, like, you could Google it.
I just want to see how it sounds as an actor when they go, Isis, Ice Spice, blank. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how does that look on the the big... Because I really could see you flipping it into an acting thing pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, generally when people are that intrigued with someone, there's a reason. And yes, the music's part of it, but there's something about your personality that people obviously gravitate towards.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
Isis,
that.
Isis, blank.
Gaston.
She's run your Googles, fam.
I know, right?
She just told you, Gaston.
Yeah. Oh, Gaston?
Yeah.
Isis, Ice Spice, Gaston. I can see it.
I
can see that.
Yeah.
You know, like in her first movie and then the debut of Isis, Ice Spice, that's the thing.
I like it.
Period.
You know, you should probably easily get on, because everybody's done it except like us on this show. But what's the show? SVU. That's what you should get on.
I don't know if SVU is how I want this to start.
Yeah, why not?
Law and Order?
People love Law and Order.
Nah, I think it's more like the next barbershop movie that comes
you
out.
Do you
watch Law and Order?
No.
Have you ever seen an episode of SVU?
Mm-mm.
Trust me. Abuela
watches Law and Order?
Nah.
She don't watch that either? What's she watch?
I mean, she don't speak English, but...
So she watches novellas.
Yeah. She
What's her favorite?
Nah, you know what she be watching? There's like a judge. It's like a Spanish judge.
The blonde like, lady be yelling at everybody?
Yeah. Mad loud. Yeah.
Do you speak Spanish also?
I understand it better than I speak it, but I do speak it only to people that don't speak English.
Got it.
I'm one of those, like, if I know you speak English, it's over. I'm speaking to you in English.
That's a very New York thing, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
But people come down, they come to you expecting you to speak Spanish too, right?
Not really. No.
Got it, because I get that a lot.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Tu hablas español?
Yeah.
Poquito. Aha.
And then they say one more thing,
and
you're
I'm
done.
Like, yo, I'm lost.
I meant literally the word poquito.
That's all I know. Very little. What's your favorite record today off the project? Let's play it.
Princess Diana.
I see you. A lot of people talking about that. The fans really like that joint.
I love that song. I knew they would.
Timing's really... Do you know how good the timing was going to be, too? Because this whole thing that's been happening with Prince Harry's book, like,
well, that part.
Princess Diana's all in conversation right now.
Right.
So when I saw it, I was like, ooh, this is well-timed.
Yeah, Princess Diana always been popular, but right now especially, I feel you. Yeah, yeah.
Did you meet Riot, by the way? You're the producer of all these records.
You met SUNY Purchase.
SUNY Purchase. How long did you finish at SUNY Purchase?
No, I dropped out. He finished.
I was about to say, you're too young, because you, how old are you right now?
23.
Okay.
You going to go finish school?
I mean, I hope so. Like, yeah.
I like that answer. It's realistic.
That was my answer when I dropped out.
And what's your answer now? Hope so.
I'm exhausted. I'm tired.
Yo, right?
But look at Megan Thee Stallion. She did it.
Yeah, period.
But still flourishing.
Absolutely be
Sweetie.
Done.
So,
what were you studying?
And Sweetie, yeah.
Communications.
Oh, okay, the like generic umbrella one. That a lot of people get that one.
Yeah.
And you communicate for a living.
Right.
See, so you're using your major.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, come on.
And before we play a record, you've gotten so much love across hip hop. Who'd you geek out for that reached out to you or that you heard reference your record? Because your record's like gotten referenced on social media by famous people. What do you kind of geek out for?
When Cardi mentioned it in
Tomorrow Too.
Was crazy. So you were already referenced on another huge song.
That's what I said.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. I was like, this shit is crazy, bro.
That's so dope.
You know what know what I loved? I loved the Lil Nas X video.
That too. He ate me. I was like...
So he did a scene from her music video, mm-hmm. from Munch. It was so good.
It was so
good. It was so good.
Every emote down packed.
Your mannerisms and everything. It was just, I remember this is too good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a collab that should happen, it feels like.
I think so.
Yeah, that feels right. Ice Spice, Lil Nas X.
Facts.
You working on that?
Yeah, I would.
I think you should.
It's not happening yet.
It hasn't happened yet, but.
Watch this, universe. It's about to happen.
No, literally, that's how everything's been going for me lately. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Ice Spice is here. It's Ebro in the Morning. The new project, like 6 songs. When will we get more music? Bye.
Definitely putting out singles, like following this project. But soon.
So this year, a full. Well, because like this project is very much in line with what people I think expect from you, which I appreciate you delivering on that. But so, you know, me as a fan of rap, I want to know how much more is there with the storytelling. Because you give us glimpses in this project of the ability to tell a story. Like, I feel like there's some real personal things in this album. I don't know how much is real, how much is made up, how much is other people's stories, but you give us glimpses of it. Mm-hmm. How much do you plan to go deeper in that? Because you expressed earlier in this conversation, like, a lot of the topics you cover is very... You know, feminine perspective, that lens, the lens of a baddie, that kind of thing is your zone, which I think is what the fans want. But how much farther do you take it? And are you experimenting with different types of styles?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give too much away because, you know, I still want it to be like refreshing and kind of a surprise to like my fans and stuff. Kind of how I dropped this project, it was a surprise. Like, they knew I would have a project on the way. They didn't know when it was going to drop or what month or anything like that. But they just knew how many tracks was on it. So
you just want to keep surprising people.
Yeah, I like surprises, you know, because the thing is, when you promise like something, I don't want to say, oh, there'll be this type of record, and then like set an expectation, it, you know, and then I might change my mind. I change my mind every day. So I do definitely plan on like expanding and working on other sounds. Like, you know, I speak Spanish, so we gonna get into that at some point. But yeah, like I'm just going with it right now.
You were up at the Drake show at the Apollo. You from New York, seeing him create that at the Apollo. What was that for you? What was that like, that scene? And did he invite you up?
Yeah, he did.
What's that amazing? Like? No, sorry, that was just an inside
joke. What, getting invited by Drake?
Yeah, because Drake, you don't get those invites. No, I'm sorry, continue.
Yeah, I'm weak. It was a vibe. I'm not going to lie. Like, the whole crowd was, like, mostly influencers and, like, celebrities.
Right.
So it was, like, a good vibe. Nobody was too fanned out. Everybody was just focused on the show, right? And it was crazy. It was so intimate and, like, cute. I loved it. Like, he was performing all his hits, you know? It was a vibe.
How often do you guys get to speak? Because now he took, I don't know if he actually took a shot at you or you just embraced what people were saying.
He didn't. We spoke about it. He said that was not about me. Yeah, that was.
But you embraced it on social media, like, yo, at least I'm a 10, though, or something.
Yeah,
said.
And he also appreciated that, too. Like, you know, just, like, being cool about it, not being a weirdo. Mm-hmm. Like, because, you know, people, like, it could be taken.
Getting their feelings quick.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah, yeah. So he was just like, you know, we just linked up for when my shit dropped, when Feel Me Lake dropped. He was in the city already, I guess, for, like, his shows or whatever. And we ended up linking up and just, we was just chatting, like, we Gucci, bro.
That's good. He's moving slow with you. I like that. I like that.
What do you mean?
Stop it.
Don't.
What?
Don't do that.
Don't do what?
We're having a nice interview.
Oh, sorry.
Everything's really nice.
So, right.
Any moving slow with you?
Like, I roll. Thank you.
Thank you. Like,
we gonna act brand new?
What you mean? Could you mean Drizzy's reputation?
It's Drake, fam.
Right.
She's a beautiful young lady. Like, I don't. It's not. I don't. Listen. I don't want to make it awkward.
Too late.
But I think it's amazing.
Too late.
What's amazing next?
No, that he's read that y'all have a good relationship and it's like not no toxic, crazy, like it could have went left.
Yeah,
you,
that
he could have said his comment, you could have went left on social media, yeah. Could have turned it into a whole thing, and that ain't what it is. It's still gravy. Like, that's dope. I think that's fire.
And let's be real, Drake's the big, like, he's the biggest in the game. Having that relationship is a great thing. Just for a new artist to have, period.
Yeah,
that's great.
Of course.
I mean, how do you?
Well, this is important too. He hasn't made it weird, right? Because I'm sure as a beautiful young lady in this game, there's tons of people that either A, say they want to work with you or whatever, and it ends up being some other bullshit, or B, people are just constantly on you about you being a good looking person. He ain't on that page. That's dope too.
I mean, yeah, like, of course. I mean, he sees beautiful girls all the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, to some, you know, it's like nothing to some people. Like, some niggas know how to act around a baddie. You'd be surprised.
Not many.
Not many.
Not many. But you're right. Drake is, if he doesn't by now, then whoever is.
Right.
Because the man's seen it all, for God's sake.
She's a baddie. She gets what she wants.
Facts.
We got to play Munch, right?
Yeah.
You want to tell the world how this song came about? Munch is your slang. Like, you came with this word. Like, before.
Wow, that's cool, too. You created an actual slang where people are using. That's wild.
I know.
I mean, that's going to last. People are going to say that. And guys, I'm sorry. It's not going to be a compliment.
Well, no, it is.
I mean, it is.
When I was outside, I didn't mind playing that role at all. You want me to just come by for the get down? And I'm in.
But do you mean it as a compliment or do you mean it as your whatever?
I mean, like, it's more of like a funny thing.
Got it. Okay.
Like, you know, like, you a munch. Like, it's cute. It's funny. Like, it's not anything crazy. Like,
okay,
if you get called the munch, don't be too offended.
okay.
Yeah.
See, unless, of course, you want to be more.
Right. What if you were, but they're like, but I spice, I want to be more than a munch.
Ooh, I don't know. That's different.
You might be in the munch box.
Well done.
In the munch box.
If that. Well done.
Right. If that.
Yeah.
Let's go. Ice Spice, man. It's on Ebro in the morning. Thank you for coming by. Congratulations on everything. I'm sure this, I don't know, guys. How do you think this one's going to play out? She's Ice Spice.
Yes.
Right.
Already getting a lot of coverage.
Yeah.
Right. She's big out here.
Yeah.
Already moving around with Drake. Right? Drake and her are great.
Is she about to diss us, you're saying?
Will we ever see Ice Spice again after this?
I think so.
I think so. She already showed up to our coat drive.
Was our coat drive?
Right. Yeah, coat drive.
Our school supply drive.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. And now she's here. As long as you don't say too many awkward things, I think we should be okay.
You think I can be the one?
Yeah, like what may end up happening is they'll be like, hey, we're trying to book Ice Spice, and she'll, like, her people come back and be like, she wants to know if Ebro's out of town. It's just Rosenberg and Laura. I don't come in.
Yo, you're so funny, bro.
So now you grew up in the Bronx. We've been here for a minute now. You listen to us when you was growing up?
Yeah. On the way to school, I would hear
We're
you.
Old, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy.
She's probably been listening to us since she was like 10 years old.
That's right. And so your parents, your mom and dad, also from the Bronx. Mm-hmm. I read somewhere that your dad was also an MC.
Yeah.
He was a rapper.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to figure out who he was. Was he notable at all? Like, did he make it? Did he put any records out?
No. So he was very underground. He did put out, like, mixtapes and stuff like that. But, it was just very, very local. Like,
yeah. What was his name?
I don't really want to air him out. So, yeah. Tried it.
You know, I was digging around.
I respect
around.
It. I respect
That's
it.
The main thing I was digging around for. I was like,
so, no, Pop, no, so, Pop, is. So is Pop, so, like, calling you?
Yeah. Like, he's so excited. He really does feel like he's, like, living through me a little bit. You know?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Dope. That's so fucking cool.
How did Dad feel about the album cover?
You know, he didn't even mention it.
Way to go, Dad. Good job. Shout out to Dad.
Just
roll with it, Dad.
Yeah.
Listen, don't say nothing. Just let her do her thing. It's hard. I have an 8-year-old daughter, so things happen and you're like.
Well, he used to be so crazy, but you know, I'm grown now.
Right. What did Mom say? About the album cover.
It's fire. She a baddie. She gets it.
She gets what she wants also.
Yeah. She's a Dominican mom. Yeah, she's gonna like,
she's like, oh, you did, yeah, you like, did your thing on that album cover.
No cap. That's so
funny. Yo, Ice Spice, thank you for your time today. Let's play that little TJ joint. Shout to the Bronx, man. We're proud of you. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to do commercial.
Do a commercial for the podcast.
Like, he wants us to do this commercial for the podcast.
Like what? Like I say, like, my name is Barack.
Yeah, my name is Danny.
And when does the show come out?
Every Wednesday.
What kind of podcast is it? What company?
I don't know. He's f***ing around.
Current events, comedy.
No, it's a hot
97 podcast.
Yes.
Hot 97. Blazing hip hop and R&B. Podcast too.
And that's the commercial.
One listen and you'll be glad to know we don't ever plan to stop. Bad Business with Barack and Daniel.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.